2. The Sovereign of Nevadon. Observation of Creator's sons discloses that some resemble more the Father, some the Son, while others are a blend of both their infinite parents. Our Creator's Son very definitely manifests traits and attributes which more resemble the Eternal Son. Michael elected to organize this local universe, and herein he now reigns supreme. His personal power is limited by the pre-existent gravity circuits centering on Paradise, and by the reservation on the part of the Ancients of Days of the super-universe government of all final executive judgments regarding the extinction of personality. Personality is the sole bestowal of the Father, but the Creator's sons, with the approval of the Eternal Son, do initiate new creature designs, and with the working cooperation of their spirit associates, they may attempt new transformations of energy matter. Michael is the personification of the Paradise Father-Son to and in the local universe of Nevadon. Therefore, when the creative Mother Spirit, the local universe representation of the Infinite Spirit, subordinated herself to Christ Michael upon the return from his final bestowal on Urantia, the Master-Son thereby acquired jurisdiction over all power in heaven and on earth. This subordination of the divine ministers to the creator sons of the local universes constitutes these master sons the personal repositories of the finitely manifestable divinity of the Father, Son, and Spirit, while the creature bestowal experiences of the Michaels qualify them to portray the experiential divinity of the Supreme Being. No other beings in the universes have thus personally exhausted the potentials of present finite experience, and no other beings in the universes possess such qualifications for solitary sovereignty. Although Michael's headquarters is officially located on Salvington, the capital of Nevadon, he spends much of his time visiting the constellation and system headquarters and even the individual planets. Periodically, he journeys to Paradise and often to Uversa, where he counsels with the Ancients of Days. When he is away from Salvington, his place is assumed by Gabriel, who then functions as regent of the universe of Nevadon.